judge in Texas issued a ruling Friday afternoon to reverse the Federal Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone, a medication used for pill-based abortions. The ruling could affect access to safe, legal abortions in states across the country. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Colorado State Attorney General Phil Weiser released a statement admonishing the decision, stating it is outrageous that one judge in Texas would suspend the FDA's approval of mifepristone, which has been used safely and effectively for more than 20 years for abortion care and to treat miscarriages. Weiser's statement also included reassurance that Coloradans would have ample access to abortion medication despite the recent court ruling. Weiser made clear that Colorado is as involved as it can be in barring actions the FDA may take to diminish the availability of the drug. Weiser ended the statement indicating that, quote, "Attacks on reproductive freedom will continue, and we will be vigilant in the fight for the right to access mifepristone and safe and legal abortion care in Colorado." For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
A Native American tribe in Arizona agreed to not use about a fifth of its Colorado River water rights until 2025 in a deal with the U.S. government made last week. In exchange, the Gila River Indian community will receive $150 million plus over $80 million in funding for a water recycling pipeline. Officials are calling the agreement compensated conservation. The partnership is part of a plan to lessen water use in 7 drought-stricken states. Those states include Colorado, Arizona, Wyoming, California, Nevada, Utah, and New Mexico. The funding comes from the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law. A total of 8 projects in the Upper Colorado Basin region will support water reclamation systems and replace aging infrastructure. 2 historically black colleges and universities have signed an agreement with Colorado community colleges to make it easier for students to transfer to their institutions. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado has more.
The Colorado Community College System is extending its Bridge to Bachelor's Degree program outside of Colorado. The Bridge to Bachelor's Degree program launched in 2020. It guarantees community college students admission to 4-year universities with full credit transfers for qualifying students. Many of the state's largest universities already participate in the program, which can allow students to save thousands of dollars in tuition. Houston-based Texas Southern University and St. Augustine's University in Raleigh, North Carolina, became the first out-of-state universities to participate in the program. While the Bridge to Bachelor's Degree program does partner with in-state universities, there are federally designated minority-serving institutions. The state of Colorado does not have a single historically black college or university. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
The city of Aurora is adding new emergency dispatch mental health clinicians to its 2 behavioral health crisis response teams. Clinicians are either dispatched without police to answer non-emergency calls, or in emergencies involving violent or life-threatening situations, clinicians are paired with crisis-trained police officers. The response teams were created to de-escalate crises stemming from issues like mental health, homelessness, and substance abuse. The teams responded to some 1,500 calls in 2022. The city of Boulder is encouraging residents to plan for increased bear activity. As bears come out of winter hibernation seeking food, the city encourages community members to use bear-resistant containers for outside trash and compost. Bear-resistant containers are mandatory west of Broadway and south of Sumac Avenue. They also say residents should keep livestock, especially goats, secured overnight. City officials say preventing bears from seeking human food protects them from hazards such as power poles, harmful chemicals, and losing their natural fear of people. Wildlife officials say that for the first time, a particular rare fish disease was discovered in Colorado. Sandy flesh disease is a degenerative muscle condition that causes areas of the fish's flesh to look semi-translucent, yellowish-brown, or grainy. The infected fish found was a walleye from Lake Pueblo State Park. Sandy flesh disease has been spreading westward from the Midwest. It usually affects older walleye and sometimes yellow perch. Although the illness is not believed to spread to humans, officials recommend that no one eat affected fish or throw it back into the water, but instead take pictures and report it to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Another sunny day along the Front Range. In Boulder, a high near 76 and a low around 49. In Denver, a high around 78 with a low around 46. In Fort Collins, a high of 76 and a low of 73. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.